Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Buck Brief. This episode, we got Erin Wexler back in the house. She is non-lib take on Instagram and TikTok, conservative commentator, knows many things about many things. Erin, great to see you again.
Buck, thanks so much for having me on. Great to see you.
So, FDNY firefighters, you brought this story to my attention. I appreciate that. I was like, wait, what's going on? One of my favorite things about working at the NYPD was learning all of the jokes that firefighters and cops make about each other, which there's this whole, I don't know if you know this, it's a little bit like the vampires and the lichens from the Underworld series of movies, like this feud of jokes that goes on for generations between cops and firefighters. But anyway, FDNY firefighters, in this case, this is the story. Fire Department brass ordered an East Village ladder company to remove its Red Line American flag, honoring the squad's six brothers killed on 9/11, after a neighborhood resident complained it was fascist and a local left-wing politician questioned whether it was politically charged. Okay, what is going on here?
I mean, New York has been a liberal hellscape for a really long time, and now I think it's transitioning from a liberal hellscape to a just total leftist cesspool. So I'm just not surprised. I feel really badly for all the men in service in New York City right now. I really don't know what to say. I have a lot of friends who are cops also in New York City. And my recommendation for anyone who can leave New York is to leave New York. When you have people who are insisting that a Red Lives Matter flag, a flag that honors the work of the firemen and women of New York City, that is fascist and politically charged, then you have no business being a member in our society, right? Like, I there's really nothing left to say to that. Apparently the councilwoman, when she first saw the flag, thought it was a Blue Lives Matter flag. And the fact that it was red lives for the firefighters who died on 9/11, fighting for freedom and saving, you know, innocent people in New York City, the fact that that's what changed the narrative even is, to me, ridiculous. What if it had been a Blue Lives Matter flag? Is that not okay? Are we not proud of our of New York's finest, of the men and women who defend us in the city that is becoming increasingly dangerous? So yeah, no kidding, Buck, you and I both moved from New York City. We're both in the free state of Florida, and this is exactly why.
Yeah, I also, I'm curious, like, has the left given us an official ruling? We know they're not okay with Blue Lives Matter because cops, racism, George Floyd, etc. Right. So Blue Lives Matter, like, that really sets them off. And they stick to that even after, you know, there was that whole cop being shot last week, and then Biden going to a big fundraiser while Trump went to the wake for the fallen officer. The left, you know, they Blue Lives Matter, not okay for them. Is Red Lives Matter okay? Or is any lives that are not just Black Lives Matter somehow indefensible and unacceptable?
It's a good question. I think this one, because they just got so much flack, and it's this kind of random councilwoman whose name escapes me right now, and I don't even, a part of me wants to find it just so we can make sure everyone hates on her, because I think people like this should
Carlina Rivera of the Manhattan City Council. Carlina Rivera.
Thank you for that. Yes. So everyone should make sure to vote this woman out, get her the F out of that seat. I think we should publicly shame her anytime you see her on the street. Scream shame, whatever you could do. But she's kind of an irrelevant person. So I think because of who was dealing with it and the fact that it became so big on Twitter, and this is also where we just have to be so thankful that Elon took over Twitter and now X, because without X, I don't know that the story ever would have been circulated. It wouldn't have gotten all this attention. It started last week on Twitter, and now it's made its way into the media and different news outlets this week. So it's great to see how that could really change the narrative and change outcomes for what these leftists are trying to do in our cities. In terms of the lives, I think they realize that fire doesn't see color, and realize that they don't want it. They need the firefighters on their side in their district. So in this case, the firefighters got lucky.
And, you know, you mentioned how we're both New York City refugees of sorts to Florida, the free state of. There was there's so many of these that I think that it starts to all blend together, which is part of the tragedy of all this. But a Boardwalk Empire actor, I actually haven't seen Boardwalk Empire. I know people say it's a great show. I saw The Sopranos, which I liked, but I didn't love it as much as some other people. Anyway, Boardwalk Empire actor Michael Stuhlbarg was hit by a homeless man in the back of the head with a rock on Sunday night, walking on the Upper East Side, 90th Street on the Upper East Side. And this guy struck him in the back of the head with a rock. This is when I try to tell people, like, this is just what happens in New York now, right? I mean, they always say, oh, well, you know, maybe homicides are down 2 or 3% this year. Yeah, obviously homicides are the most serious crime, but people just feel like some lunatic's going to hit them in the face with a bottle at any moment just because.
Yes. No, New Yorkers have this really bizarre Stockholm syndrome, right? You and I did not have this. We escaped. We were in captivity. We were hostages, and we left and came to Florida. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends who are still up in New York. I do not get it. And it's absolutely an accepted fact of life. And I don't know if you saw, there was a big trend over the last week or two on maybe Instagram, TikTok, where a lot of women are talking about getting sucker punched in the face. And this is horrifying, because it's also one thing. I mean, not that anyone needs to get hit, but to be hitting these, like, women in the face. And you know what I have to say? I want to know how they voted. I want to know if those women voted for Joe Biden last election season, and if they plan on keeping their vote for this election. Because if you just can't change stupid, you can't change crazy. And if those women are all still planning on voting for Joe Biden, then I just don't know what to tell them, right? These are the same women that were marching in the BLM riots in New York City. I was there in the city watching the city be on fire, yelling at a lot of times Black cops, telling them that they were racist. And now you have liberal white women walking around New York City afraid for their lives, not understanding how they got here. So, that is New York City right now.
Do you remember, it was I want to say maybe a decade ago, so it was a while ago, but just on the way liberal white women react to things. There was a shapely female actress who walked all around New York City to show all the catcalling that was going on. And with a, you know, she had a video camera following her the whole time. Mm-hmm. And initially the left fully, if you haven't seen this video, you absolutely have to, because the left fully embraced this, because, you know, there were guys who were like, you know, hey, you know, saying stuff, whatever. And they embraced this because it was meant to show like the patriarchy and the oppression of, you know, misogyny and all the patriarchy and all this kind of sexist stuff. And then there was, within 24 hours, a huge backlash against that, because every single guy in the video who catcalled the woman or said something inappropriate was Black or Hispanic. Every single one, without exception. And so then it was, wait, no, we have to pull this video because it's perpetuating stereotypes or a cultural stereotype of who would do it. So, you know, with the left, you can't win, right? Like, it all depends on which day it is.
Of course. No, it's a day that ends in Y. I mean, it's the same way if you saw the other night when on the same day that Officer Dylan, I think is his last name, may rest in peace, the officer who was killed last week in the line of duty against a convicted criminal who'd been let out 21 times, where President Trump was at his funeral. Joe Biden was at a fundraiser, and all the leftists coming out of this fundraiser were getting shouted at by pro-Hamas protesters. And I just looked at that and I think, you reap what you sow, right? That's that the left creates its own monsters. It's like Frankenstein with them.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into, I feel like we need to get people angry at you on the internet. So, or angrier than we already have done here. So we're going to talk about your take on, and this is from one of your videos on Instagram, which get tons and tons of views. We're going to talk about your view of female Uber drivers. And Erin is quite clearly, decidedly female herself. So she's speaking from the female perspective on this. And, yes, and we will get to this momentarily. But, you know, first up here on the podcast, I try to cut through the noise, the nonsense, and the ulterior motives that are out there so we can uncover those important truths no one else is going to tell you. And that's what my colleague Mark Chaykin does. But he does this when it comes to the stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ, and he has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. He's calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks, and Mark predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days. That's why Mark has agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks to buy now with you. He put everything you need to know in a new presentation you can watch for free at a website that's been set up just for this purpose, 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com. Once more, you can see Mark's favorite AI stocks right now at 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaykin Analytics. Now, Erin, you, it seems, and I want to let you put this in your own words. You, it seems, have made a clear preference, or have stated your clear preference, for male over female Uber drivers. Are you suggesting that men are, in fact, better drivers than women on average?
I am not suggesting. I am stating a fact that everyone knows to be true in their hearts. And if you think it's not true, then you are lying to yourself or you are lying to everyone else around you. Men are better drivers than women. Period. QED. Mic drop. That's all there is. Yes.
I have been cursed today with not one, but two female Uber drivers. Both of them made wrong turns. They each got me there way later than the expected ETA. And I was running pretty late because I am a woman. And you know, there's a female-only driver option on these apps. The idea is that so women could feel safer by having only female drivers. Absolutely not. If I want to know that I will get to my destination on time, then I want a male-only driver option. I needed that today. I would pay a premium. Get at me. I don't even care. You all know it's true.
And Buck, I will let you know, you don't actually know this, but I have been in trouble for this before. Once before, I also had commentary on female Uber drivers, where every time I order an Uber to go to the airport and it's a female driver, they never get out to help with the luggage. And the male drivers always get out to help with the luggage. And I'm wondering why the men get paid the same as the women. And the feminazis on the left will argue women don't make as much as men. And It's a lot of times because women don't do the same jobs as men, whether that's they're mostly in marketing careers or, you know, softer skill sets, whereas men are in like engineering and science, and it, you know, they choose different career paths that earn more money. But same thing with Uber. And I'm just wondering, like, you know, generally women don't help other women. So I guess maybe that's where this stems from. But I'm like, I'm also a woman. I'd like some help, like putting the suitcase into the trunk. No help, none at all. And I did a video on this back in end of September, early October. Wound up getting put in the Daily Mail UK about this.
Really?
Stirring controversy. Yes, sir. This was before a lot of people kind of saw my videos. And apparently there was a Reddit thread about this as well. So I hope the people on Reddit, I hope the people at the Daily Mail UK are ready, because I am back again to say I need a male-only driver option on Uber. It is necessary when I need to get somewhere fast, when I want to get somewhere safe. I want the option. And also, there is an option on at least Lyft, I don't know if on Uber as well, to request a female-only driver. It's actually female or female identifying, so I'm not actually sure how female that is. But you are able to request a female-only driver to feel safe as a woman.
I did not know that. That is fascinating.
I don't know how there isn't a lawsuit about that. Like, that is discrimination. If you can, you're allowed to request a woman. And I also have another video on this somewhere else on my Instagram page, NonLibTake. So you could find that. I have a screenshot of it from Lyft. Showing that I was able to request a female only or female identifying driver, and actually specifies both. It's saying both. So again, I don't know what kind of driver that is. But if you're offering that as an option, why not male only? And I think male only is way more important at this point.
Yeah, I am learning new things here. I had no idea. I will tell you my biggest Uber complaint that I have about rideshare service. I've come across this before, and you know, I took cabs in New York City for many, many years, and some of them do drive like the proverbial bat out of hell. I mean, they go super fast, but I'm okay with that. Like, they usually have got pretty good wheel skills. Even if they're weaving in and through traffic, and they almost kill a delivery bike guy, but they don't because they know what they're doing. You know, I'm okay with it. In Ubers, I've come across this. I don't know if you've ever had this before, and I'm going to tell you, it is a form of actual torture. Like, I would spill the secrets, you know what I mean? I would tell people the things, you know, the Russians, if they got me, they would learn all they want to know if they did this to me long enough. And it's the people who tap the accelerator to move, meaning they go vroom,
oh, yeah.
Vroom,
oh, yeah,
vroom.
Yeah.
You know, as they're going, they have no understanding of, first of all, of like using cruise control if you're on a highway or something, but beyond that, of just like making the car go at a steady state. They are tapping on the accelerator the whole time. And then some of them will tap on and off the brake and let the car lurch forward at red lights. I will get out of Ubers. I will stay in the Uber if it reeks of cigarette smoke, if they are blasting the worst, loudest music, whatever. I will get out of the car if they are a brake and accelerator tapper.
Listen, I get that. I get very nauseous from that. But even that, I would live with that if it means getting to my destination. And the problem I keep running into, and it happened to me twice in one day, where I had two female drivers, and they are timid drivers. They're like afraid of cars. They're afraid of this job. And I understand people are looking for opportunities to make money. We are in Bidenflation. I don't blame people for looking for opportunities to earn more. I really get it. There are other ways, if you're not comfortable, to be in the car to earn money, you know? And I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I wish there were a way to get out of this hellscape. And I'm certain that if this clip goes anywhere, that Uber will like freeze my account or give me only women for the rest of time. And I will be cursed with that. But it needs to end.
I will never forgive them. Although, unfortunately, this is what they count on. It's like Amazon. They can abuse you, and you'll just come back because you're so used to the convenience of it. I'm not going to lie. Uber's got me. Like, that's the thing. I will never forgive or forget, though, them making me take photos of myself with a mask on before I'd get in the car, especially because every time they did that. Did they ever do that to you? They did that to me many times. I was being threatened with my account being suspended for mask violations over and over and over again.
You know, I actually don't know that I was even taking Ubers back then, because it was so prohibitively expensive when I was living in New York City, because, you know, all the liberals that love to say New York or nowhere, it's like anywhere but New York for most months of the year, except for 2 weeks in the spring and 2 weeks in the fall where everyone's around. And especially during COVID, they all voted for these policies and they all left. Meanwhile, I was stuck with my lease. And so I was actually in New York City living there because I don't have, you know, the parents with the second home the way a lot of people did to get out of the city. And so all those people were voting for all these blue policies, all these super liberal policies, while leaving places like New York for Florida. I reversed with them. So they all went back to New York as COVID ended, although if you ask Taylor Lorenz, it's still going on. But I actually left then when I was out of my lease and came to Florida for good. So, but I'm that sounds familiar. I do remember having to show my ID at New York City restaurants and things like that during COVID. And that was pretty rich in showing like COVID tests and all that stuff. And I mean, you could call it racist, but it was New York City under the liberals. So it wasn't racist when they did it.
We're going to come in and talk Barbie movie here in a second, because someone has weighed in and has finally a good take, perhaps even a non-lib take on Barbie, at least. So we'll get to that. But the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is an incredible organization that I'm very pleased to have been partnered with for years. They are committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. He sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. But the Tunnel to Towers Foundation paid off his mortgage and gave Major Turnbull a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now, and his home gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like Turnbull's. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's severely injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. All right, Aaron, I know you may have seen this. Shakira says that she and her sons hate the Barbie movie and it is trash. I do not believe that anyone actually likes. This is my contention. It's not that the Barbie movie isn't good, which it manifestly, I don't care that it made $1 billion. I don't care that, you know, oh, everyone's supposed to freak out. It didn't get nominated for an Oscar. I think the Barbie movie is obviously terrible, and I do not believe that anyone actually likes it. I think they all think they have to like it. It's like Hamilton, which, by the way, is also terrible, but everyone thought they had to like it. What do you think?
So, yeah, Shakira, one of the great political philosophers of our time. I'm really glad she finally weighed in on this.
But do her hips lie? I don't think so.
Listen, I had to come up with a better response than hips don't lie. I was trying to give you something a little interesting for the audience. You know, you had me back once. We're trying to get back a second time. So, folks, if you're listening, let them know that you like having me on.
This is because so many more people downloaded and listened to the you were on, and we're like, oh, we had a spike. Who'd you have on? You know, do you have on like some, you know, some person who's been a conservative movie for
some
20 years?
Name.
I'm like, no, I had Wexler. So there you go. Aaron Wexler came on. Bam.
Yeah, yeah. So everyone's confused asking who's that. Also, for anyone listening, I don't get anything for doing this. So I don't know why I'm peddling this so much, but it's fun to have time with Buck and to talk to everyone. But no, on Shakira, I actually refused to see the Barbie movie for exactly the reasons you're talking about. I did go to see Oppenheimer because I wanted my money to go there. And you and I are in agreement. You watched it very late, not to call you out.
Yeah,
I actually,
true.
I had my first dragging on TikTok back when I saw the movie and decided to tell the internet that I thought it was a trash movie.
It is
and
trash.
That's what it is trash.
I didn't know that you knew that it was trash. My opinion of you, which was already pretty solid, gone up a bit here because it's a garbage movie and everyone's acting like it's a masterpiece. It's not. It is trash. It is boring.
It is
the
trash.
Politics are commie nonsense. It's garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of problems with it. One of the things I also thought was funny is in one of the classes that he's teaching or in with physics or something, it's like half women. I'm like, okay, there were no classes like that back in the day. That makes absolutely no sense to me. So that really threw me for a loop. And like, there are other things we could talk about with Oppenheimer. And yes, you can find my video back in like the night it came out. So I went the night it, you know, the movie was released in Miami Beach, and I like left nauseous. Also, like the style they use to try to make you nauseous with all the questioning at the end was too much. It was like the Uber drivers that you keep getting. But no, on Shakira, yeah, Barbie's just, this is everything with the left. It's like they pretend to laugh at SNL. They pretend to laugh at Jimmy Kimmel. Like everything's great or funny, or we pretend like Lizzo's not like morbidly obese. Like everything with the left, we pretend men are women, right? Like everything with them is fantasy land. And so, yeah, I think Hillary Clinton also tweeted out about how Barbie got Like, we're talking about stolen elections, right? Hillary Clinton loves to talk about that. And she said that Barbie was cheated at the Oscars or whatever stupid award show it was. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that Shakira found her voice. And I hope she continues to use it in this way. I have this feeling that we diverge from Shakira in most other topics. So maybe not. Maybe this will
be. Have you heard any other celebrity come out and say, like any other globally known celebrity come out and say that the Barbie movie sucks because it is unwatchable? First of all, how can you not have? You need to do it. You need to watch it. So then you can do a TikTok video on how awful it is. And then maybe be like, shout out Buck Sexton because he told me it was awful and it was as bad.
Fuck, I would literally rather be waterboarded than watch the Barbie movie. I will not do it at this point. It is too late. I don't need to. And I can't, like, it's not even worth it. Because also the left, you could tell the left it's horrible. And they'll just insist that it's good. I heard through the grapevine, through friends that saw it, that it's like meant to be a feminist movie, but it ends up being kind of showing how men are good at the end. I don't know if that's actually accurate, but there's something really off and imbalanced about the movie and it's very, very long. If it were an hour and a half, I would try to stomach through it. But given the length of the movie,
I only got an hour into it, and Carrie and I bailed, and she agreed with me, by the way. She was like, this movie's trash. So anyway, there is hope for the world. There's hope for women. Maybe not to be better drivers than men, according to Aaron, as Aaron would say, just so you could all get mad at her. But still, there is hope for women out there. Follow Non-Lib Take on Instagram and on the TikTok. You know that I'm like the only right wing guy, at least that guy I can say that I know of, who's like pro TikTok. Like, I like TikTok, and I'm not afraid to say it's funny. Everyone's like, it's a Chinese spying tool, and I'm always like, yeah, so is Google, and they actually are destroying your freedoms in your country under your nose, and they're paying off all your senators while they do it. But let's worry about TikTok anyway. Conversation for another time. That's what I'm here for. Aaron Wexler, everybody. Spread this far and wide so Aaron gets even more famous, and then we have to have her back again because the numbers don't lie. Thanks, Aaron. Good to see you.
Thanks, Buck.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and built specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.